Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Third and four, Jackson keeps it himself up the middle. He's got room. Lamar Jackson, open field, inside the 20. He is in! Lamar, spectacular! Touchdown, Baltimore!
It's BetQL Daily on the BetQL Audio Network.
BetQL Daily, Ryan Horvath in for Joe O. You can find me on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. We got Ross Tucker. You can find him on Twitter, Ross Tucker NFL. We're going to dive into this full Major League Baseball card, talk some NFL as we got week one line spreads, and we got obviously season win totals, all that fun stuff, which we are going to be doing here shortly. Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Use code BETQL Daily to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, faster withdrawals, and faster rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. And don't forget to sign up with code BETQL Daily, where you'll get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. So are you ready? T's and C's applies. Void where prohibited. Must be 21 and over. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. We're going to talk now with Dan Bach. You can find him on Twitter, Dan_Bach, with Roto Grinders, Director of Media. We're going to just discuss this NFL schedule, which was released yesterday. They had the release show on the NFL Network, which I actually missed for the first time in a couple of years. Dan, what's your biggest takeaway? Is the NFL schedule was released just about 24 hours ago.
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is it's time to break down these schedules and start making some season win total bets. It's amazing to me. The NFL is just, it's a year-long type thing. And an event, it's crazy to see that, a schedule release has become an event. But I think a big reason for that is around kind of gambling and fantasy. And I think now is actually kind of the start of that process. So, it's hard to take away too much from the actual schedules. We kind of knew what they were going to be ahead of time. We just didn't know the order of the game. But, now we're starting to get some lines out for week one and starting to get exciting again for betting.
Yeah, so the lines are out for week one, which we could dig into here in a second. But you brought up the season win totals. What's your favorite? Anything that you've played so far?
Yeah, there's a couple that I'm looking at. One that I'm interested in is the under on the Bills this year. I think they ran really pure in their schedule last season. They just didn't play a playoff team until week eight, and they only played four all season long and lost two of them. And if you look at their schedule this year, they've got to be out-of-division road games versus Kansas City, New Orleans, Tennessee, and Tampa Bay. And the one thing that I think that we're going to see this season is New England be much more competitive than they were a year ago. They did a lot in free agency. Cam Newton has an entire year under center and in that offense. And I think Bill Belichick is going to rebound strong this year. So I think the Bills are going to see a little bit of regression, and that win total is right around 11. So I like the under on the Bills. And then the other team in the AFC that I like to over with is the Cleveland Browns. You got to pay juice on it, but I found it at over 9.5 at -161. And, you know, 10 wins seems very much in the cards. I got them favored in 12 different games so far this, you know, looking ahead to this season. And home games versus Arizona, Denver, Houston, Detroit, Vegas, Chicago, those look like, you know, six games that they're going to be heavily favored in. And honestly, I think they're the best all-around team. They did a great job in free agency in shoring up that defense. That secondary has a ton of depth to it. I don't think the Browns were flukes last year. I think 10 wins easily in the cards for them. So I like that over 9.5 if you can find it.
Dan, always good to talk with you, buddy. I want to go back to the schedule being released. What from the schedule is actionable to you? Like, is there anything that comes out that night that you're like, boom, I am firing on this because this team plays this many teams coming off of a bye, this many games in a row? Is there anything when the schedule comes out that is enough to be actionable in your mind?
Probably not. And the main reason I said that before is we already knew who the opponents were going to be. It was just a matter of the order. And the other thing that you got to remember too is the flex scheduling that we have in the later half of the season. A lot of that can change in terms of, you know, a team playing on Sunday night versus Monday night. It can get shuffled around. So honestly, I don't take too much from it myself, except it just kind of adds more excitement around the NFL. So for me though, in terms of things that are actionable, not really. I think that we knew what the opponents were going to be. And, you know, this just kind of gives us the order. And really, a lot of this still comes down to, like, injuries and whatnot. The one thing about week one that we can look at is, at least in theory, most of these teams should be healthy for week one. So, you know, that's a little bit easier to handicap for us.
What about, Dan, Ryan and I were talking earlier, how about Atlanta having 7 home games and 10 away games, including only 6 home games in their last 17 weeks? Now, they've been bet. Their season win total had gone from 7 to 7.5. Now that people are really understanding their schedule and that they're giving up a home game to play in London, is that enough for you to go the other way, where they got 7 home, 10 away?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit short here on Atlanta. You know, I think there's a little bit too much excitement around this team. I know Kyle Pitts looks like a nice addition to the team, but I think it was more of a luxury than somebody that's necessarily going to right out of the gates be a dominant player. I mean, we just don't see that happen at the tight end position in the NFL. I mean, it's always been a learning curve, and as great of a player and as an athlete he is, I think he's, you know, probably going to see, you know, him develop in multiple years, not just this first season. So I'm not buying the hype around it. I think that, you know, you look at defensively, there's still a ton of weakness there. I mean, the one thing that I can look at for sure is, you know, Atlanta and Philadelphia week one. I don't know if we've got over-unders on that game, but I want the over on that game. I think we're going to see a lot of points just because I don't think either of those teams could play very good defense. I don't think they addressed those positions particularly great this offseason.
Dan, we have win totals, season awards. Obviously, we'll get into the week one lines and totals if there's anything that you like. It's pretty early. It's May 13th, so not sure if there's anything out there that you like already for week one. But what do you do with, if you want to play division winners, what do you do with the NFC North with the uncertainty with Aaron Rodgers? Is he even going to be the Packers starting quarterback week one? Let's say they do trade him, or let's say maybe he decides to sit, which I don't think he will. What do you do with the NFC North? Are the Packers still the favorites? Is it Minnesota, or is it an up-and-coming team, maybe like Chicago, even though we don't know if we're going to see Justin Fields, or it's most likely going to be Andy Dalton week one? What would you do with the North?
Yeah, the North is tough. I mean, I think it's a stay away because I don't want to guess on a situation that is so much up in the air, because you're right. It could go a number of ways. He could play. He could get traded. Potentially could sit out. And I just not comfortable like making that bet right now in predicting on what this guy is going to do. If somebody would feel strongly one way or another, that's a way for you to kind of exploit that. But you know, one way that I was looking at a division winner here today, and this is really interesting. I'm in Jacksonville, so I follow the Jaguars pretty close, and you can find them to win the division at like plus 700, plus 750. But I found a wager this morning on BetMGM that has the Jaguars to win the AFC South and then Trevor Lawrence to win the AP Offensive Rookie of the Year award. And it's giving you 16-1. So you're getting almost double the odds. And the only difference between those two bets is that Trevor Lawrence wins the Rookie of the Year. Well, fact of the matter is, if somehow the Jaguars end up winning that division, probably a long shot, but let's say they do, it's going to be because Trevor Lawrence had a great season and is going to be Rookie of the Year. So that's, you know, I dig around because there's so many different markets out there. If there is a division winner that you like and you can find a little quote-unquote add-on bet that looks like a gimme or something that correlates well with it happening and you get double the odds, it's a no-brainer. So, you know, I think that's a spot that I think I'm pretty interested in at 16-1 when you kind of parlay those two things together. So that's just a little bit of advice for people is sometimes you can get, you know, bigger odds on things if you just have, you know, an award or, you know, there's a number of different markets around these things. So this is one example where I think it's a no-brainer. If you're going to play Jacksonville to win the division, why not add on Trevor Lawrence to win that Rookie of the Year award?
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You hear that? Your dog knows. Spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Absolutely. Anything else you like as far as individual awards? I was taking a look at the MVP, and it's probably going to be a donation, but I love Matthew Stafford 16-1 in that Rams offense with Sean McVay. Anything you like as far as MVPs or individual awards here?
Yeah, I mean, MVPs and individual awards, I don't love betting those particularly this early. Because as we saw last season, these things really change a ton as the year goes on. And I actually think you can find, you know, greater value when you've got clarity. I mean, I remember talking to you guys last year about Defensive Player of the Year award. And, the kid from Washington was long odds coming off a big game. And I just don't think they move those markets on the news quick enough. So if I'm going to tie up money, I'm probably not going to do it in something that I feel like I can get better value during the year with kind of slow moving lines. Cause I just don't think they react quickly enough to what's happening in real time. So I'm pretty much stay away from the MVP and the Rookie of the Year awards, unless it's a situation, again, like this, where I'm parlaying it alongside a division winner or a win total or something along those lines.
Dan, by the way, totally agree on what you said about Trevor Lawrence. I actually was thinking about firing a bet on J.C. Horn before the draft to be the first cornerback taken. It was like, I don't know, plus 125, plus 150. And then I saw where you could have him as the first defensive player in the draft for plus 300, Well, he was going to be the first corner. He's going to be the first defensive player. So it made no sense to take him as the first corner. I took him as first defensive player plus 300 at cash. So very much with you on that. When the schedule came out last night, I know you didn't say there were a ton of things that you felt like were actionable, but do you then look more at the futures or look more at week one?
Well, I think I'm looking at week one right now, not necessarily to make too many bets. And again, you're locking up funds for a long period of time for minus 110 wagers. So I'm not particularly interested in that. But the one thing that I do get a read on is kind of where the bookmakers are thinking these teams are going to come out of the gates. And I mean, the Los Angeles Chargers going on the road and being favored against Washington was an eye opener for me. I mean, I agree Washington wasn't a great team last season to make the playoffs, maybe one of the worst we've seen in years. But a team going west to east, 1 o'clock start. I know it's week one. Maybe we can throw some of that that narrative out. But I think Washington deserves to be favored in that game. I don't think their team necessarily got that much worse. And you could probably make the argument their quarterback position is improved with Ryan Fitzpatrick under center. So, you know, I'm looking at that line in particular as one as that's kind of raising my eyebrows a little bit because I didn't really expect them to be favored. So, that's one that definitely stood out, and kind of Arizona too. You know, going into Tennessee under a field goal underdog here against the Titans. Maybe they're thinking that this is the year that, Kingsbury gets it together. But, that's what I'm kind of looking at these opening lines is what would I have predicted of that? And I would have probably put Washington at minus 2.5, and I probably would have put the Titans at maybe minus 4, and I'm pretty off on those two.
Interesting, Dan. In terms of week one, I guess the question is, there's already been some line movement. If you didn't do it yesterday, should you wait till like the Friday of week one? I mean, now that the lines are out, if you don't do it today or last night, are you better off just waiting till there's a heck of a lot more information? We got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, I think so. I think you wait around and see if we get some sort of injuries in training camp or in preseason football and see which players get cut and maybe move to a different squad. At this point, I don't know that there's a ton of value in necessarily laying that money out here on bets that are minus 110 or so.
Dan, thanks a lot, man. Looking forward to talking in a couple weeks here when we get a little bit closer to the preseason.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's Dan Bach. Find him on Twitter, Dan_Bach. Does work for Roto Grinders, director of media. And good stuff right there, breaking down the NFL schedule, week one futures. See, last year, Ross, was the only year ever where I played an MVP future right after the draft, and it actually worked out. And that was
Rodgers. You went Rodgers?
I went Rodgers, man, because I knew when they moved up for Love. I just know what kind of person he is. And you know that when he's playing out of spite, man. Yeah, I had a good feeling about that one. When we come back here on BetQL Daily, we're going to take a look at tonight's Major League Baseball card, which we got games that are going to be starting here in about an hour or so. So we'll dive into that. Some NBA action as well. BetQL Daily, Ryan Horvath, Ross Tucker in for Joe O. You're locked into the BetQL Audio Network Major League Baseball Talk. Coming up next, breaking down the whole card.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.